local boy recently got into trouble for bringing a small toy gun on his school bus. The toy gun was plastic and was not much bigger than a quarter. Yet the bus driver claimed that the tiny toy created a disturbance and traumatized the other children. Because of the school's zero-tolerance policy, the student was assigned detention and forced to write a letter apologizing to the bus driver. The school even considered revoking the 6-year-old's bus riding privileges. Now, it's ridiculous to punish a kindergarten student for carrying a small plastic toy. The toy gun did not endanger anybody, and no one could possibly have mistaken it for a real gun. Sending the boy to detention did not make anybody safer. Instead, it sent a message that the school will punish small children even though they did nothing wrong. Taxpayer dollars should not pay school officials to bully kindergarten students. Punishing students based on the shape of their small plastic toys is really outrageous. But the overreach of school officials does not end there. Earlier this year, a 7-year-old student was suspended from school for 2 days because of the shape of the strawberry tart he was eating. The boy had nibbled away at parts of the pastry, and school officials thought it then resembled a gun. The boy said he did not intend to shape the pastry into the form of a gun. Nevertheless, an assistant principal sent a letter to parents offering counseling to students who may have been traumatized by the pastry in the shape of a gun. In another recent case, a student was suspended for displaying a picture of a gun on his computer. Will school administrators soon ban illustrations of guns in history textbooks? Will they prohibit the word gun? Taxpayer-funded schools should use common sense and stop censoring children.
This has been the Phyllis Schlafly Report. Parents, it's important for the sake of your kids that you keep up with the latest trends in education. That's why we publish the Education Reporter. Write Eagle Forum Radio, Alton, Illinois, 62002 for your free copy. That's Eagle Forum Radio, Alton, Illinois, 62002. Or go online to eagleforum.org. And join us again next time for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
Are you sneezing, coughing, and aching? Do you have a sore throat, a fever, or the sniffles? There's no reason to be sick this cold and flu season with immune system support from Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver can give your body the help it needs to fight off harmful pathogens without hurting beneficial gut flora and without leaving behind resistant bacteria. Antibiotics can damage good microflora and often leave behind bacteria which can cause problems later on. If you're sick of being sick, try Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver, the number one choice of thousands for a safe and effective way to protect against the many diseases and illnesses that we are facing today. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com, read our customer reviews, and see the life-changing results that people are having. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off your entire order. And like us on Facebook, Supernatural Silver.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
That moment of panic. Sheer terror, really. You're afraid to answer the phone. Frightened by who might be at the door. If you're facing foreclosure or being harassed by debt collectors, you know the feeling. You need to visit whatliesinyourdebt.com to turn the tables on the banksters, collection agencies, and other crooks. Whatliesinyourdebt.com has solutions. Whatliesinyourdebt.com features live training webinars from experts, a member forum, support from experts who've been where you are right now and came out the other side in a better financial situation. If you are like millions of Americans who are behind on their mortgage, behind on their credit cards, or just being harassed by debt collectors, then this system is for you. We promise. If you cannot stop your foreclosure, even if it's imminent, if you cannot stop those debt collectors from bugging you, if you cannot clean up your credit, and finally, if you cannot make a few thousand bucks during the entire process,
Make money from the debt collectors? Yes, at whatliesinyourdebt.com, we will refund your money 100% in the first 60 days. Don't fear the bill collectors anymore. Visit whatliesinyourdebt.com.
Water filtration holiday specials from RBN. You can get a Royal Berkey made of polished stainless steel that holds 3.25 gallons and comes with two black Berkey purification elements, one shower filter that'll do up to 20,000 gallons or typically last 1 year, and one Berkey sport bottle for the total price of $356, a $40 savings. We also have a Berkey Light, one shower filter and one sport bottle for the low price of $299, a $40 savings. Call 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200 today.
In these unpredictable times, you can never be too prepared. Mentally, physically, financially, agriculturally. Real people, real problems, real activism. Welcome to the Bob Tuscan Radio Show with your host, Bob Tuscan.
All right, it's hour number three of the Bob Tuscan Show. Welcome. I want to thank Dan for coming on last hour. This hour we're going to have a completely open line, so anything's on the table. It's our last hour. Maybe we should play Boar Bob. Boar Bob. Remember that little?
Boring. Yes.
Boring. Boar Bob. You know what didn't bore me was this clip of Nancy Grace.
That was pretty crazy stuff.
It's not even done. You want to hear some more of it?
Yeah, let's play a little bit more and have a few laughs. It is Friday.
This is just too much fun, though, I got to tell you. I usually don't pay much attention to this, but this is the stuff that people watch on TV, and they actually see it as truth. They actually see it as legitimate. And that's very scary. That's extremely scary, to say the least. All right, let's hear what Nancy Grace said when she had some people on to debate marijuana legalization.
Well, marijuana's addictive properties have been found to be actually pretty mild compared to not only alcohol and tobacco, but even caffeine. So, you know,
sir,
the question is this.
So
do
are you
really
admitting
need to be
that it is addictive?
Adults, Nancy?
You do admit that it's addictive.
Yeah, so is sex, so are video games. The thing is that
you do not like
the people that use marijuana.
I disagree with you.
You just don't like people who use marijuana, and you want to see them punished.
That's not it.
But the fact is that they're normal people just like you. They enjoy using marijuana for the same reasons people like having a drink after work, and they shouldn't be made criminals for it.
Actually, Brad Lamb, the reason I'm against the legalization of pot is because I've seen too many felonies. And I don't mean pot sales or growing pot like this guy up in Connecticut. I mean people on pot that shoot each other,
strangle each other,
under the influence, kill families, wipe out a whole family. The first time I ever had a pot case.
You sound like you're from the 1930s.
Yeah, it's pretty strange. You know, I got to be honest with you. The people I know that are potheads, Bob, are not like that at all. I've never met anybody.
They're killing people, Steve.
I've never met a pothead that was like
madness.
That.
Reefer madness. They're murdering whole families.
Yeah, I have met people who mingle pot with PCP and cocaine and alcohol who go crazy. There's no question about that. But the people I know who just smoke pot are really, to be honest with you, they're rather introverted most of the time, and they can become dangerously introverted, if anything. They're probably the least vocal people in society. They very rarely go crazy and do
alcohol,
things.
Alcohol, on the other hand?
Alcohol, yeah.
That creates aberrant behaviors. I'm not saying the person who drinks goes and kills their family, but yeah, you're more likely to see violence with an alcoholic, without a doubt.
Yeah, and I don't know people like that who are heavy pot smokers, to be honest with you. Most of them are very, very mellow, you know, dude. They're too busy looking for their car keys, right?
Yeah, dude. Where's my car?
Who ate all the Oreos, dude?
I mean, but we can't even stereotype pot smokers.
Yeah, you really shouldn't.
Extremely intelligent smokers, and you can't stereotype any group of people. But I just thought that was absolutely freaking hilarious. people who smoke pot stab and kill, and they'll kill their whole family. Can we listen to just a little bit more? That was probably the most outrageous thing she had to say, but here's just a little bit more. Let's see what the advocate for legalization has to say as a rebuttal.
This female... hold on, Brad. The first time I ever came in the first case, it was a plea, and there was this gorgeous lady standing in the middle of the courtroom crying. And I didn't understand. I said, well, what is this case? Somebody else was taking a plea, and they said she's a stockbroker. She got addicted to pot. She ended up losing her job, wrecked her car, couldn't make the house payments on her house. So her husband got custody of the children. So now she has no car, no house, no family, nothing.
Anecdotal?
Yeah. Absolutely. I mean, a lot of stockbrokers, that could have happened to a lot of people, especially...
A lot of them jumped out of buildings when the stock market collapsed.
Stockbrokers have had a lot of problems psychologically with families and losing cars and homes.
Has she watched... I haven't seen it, but has she watched The Wolf on Wall Street? I mean, come on. Those guys do drugs up the wazoo, and pot is the least of their worries. Anyways, we're going to take some calls this hour. 800-313-9443 on anything you like. 800-313-9443. Frank and Penn, hello.
Hey, Bob, how you doing?
How are you?
Oh, pretty good. You know, about the white or more like European nationalism, just understand their side of the story. It seems like most of the government experimentation and social engineering was done to the European communities of America. Now, for an example, when I was a high school student back in the 70s, you know, they had integration, and we were forced to be bused, you know, for integration. You know, so I was pulled out of my high school, and I had to travel half around the county because that's what the law was under, you know, from a judge's decree. And then, you know, when you graduated high school and then you wanted to get a civil service job, they were minority set-asides, and, you know, it was always like the white Europeans were paying the price for what happened years ago. And forced integration, I mean, I'm talking about housing, everything was like social experiment on a lot of white Europeans, and you can understand they're upset with the government because they just don't like the things that's been done to them over the past 50 years. I mean, take a look at affirmative action and how, you know, it was reverse discrimination. So, and they were born into a system that they didn't really understand. You know, why are we paying the price for something that happened X amount of years ago? And so you got to understand their point of view, and I agree with a lot of it. I mean, it's been bearing the brunt. I mean, where are the social engineers calling for integration in Los Angeles to integrate a bunch of Black Somalis into a largely Hispanic neighborhood? Oh, no, don't worry about that. Or where's the social engineering calling for integrating, you know, Hasidic communities with Muslims? I mean, that's what they've done, basically, to European people. That's why they're upset today, because they always bore the burden of the social engineers and judges' decrees that hurt their ability for social mobility upward.
All right, fair enough. I can buy some of that.
Yeah, just understand their point of view. It takes some empathy, Bob. Look at the history. And look at the good, hard-working people that were of European descent that had their communities destroyed. They were ethnic communities that, you know, for incidents that happened. I mean, look at what happened years ago in Howard Beach. I mean, it was, an incident that happened. It was a terrible incident, but they purposely engineered that to destroy that Italian community in there. They've done it to German communities. They've done it to Irish communities up in Boston with integration. They always bore the brunt. So just a little empathy, Bob, and you can understand their point of view.
Yeah, but who's doing this, though, is the key thing. I mean, when you ask, you say they, who are they? I always find that it's white elitists, generally speaking, primarily, that are creating these problems. And that's been the situation all across the United States of America. I mean, I blame George W. Bush for as much of this as anybody. I blame Bill Clinton. I blame old man Bush. You know, the people that I see are generally European elitists who are creating these racial clashes. This is their target. This is what they want to do to get us fighting among ourselves so they can take over everything, which is exactly what they've done with the United States and our government and our economy. Isn't that true?
Well, it was right. It was an injection of a healthy dose injection of Marxism and social equality that was brought into this country, and it bled into every single aspect of society. And a lot of the social engineers and a lot of the judges back then had a healthy dose of Marxism, thinking that they will equal equality if we take from these people here and give to those people over here. Well, it never's going to work out. We're all individuals. We're all different. And that's the way nature made us. So, very good, gentlemen. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Paul, or Frank, rather, for your call. I appreciate it. We're going to get some more calls when we come back at 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443. Hey, and if you can support us at the Bob Tuscan Show, I'd really appreciate it. Go to bobtuscan.com, BOBTUSKIN.com, and on the right-hand side, you'll see a donation button. I do appreciate it. Thanks.
Regarding... This is Dr. Robert Rowan here to give you an important message regarding stem cell treatment. World-renowned physician, stem cell expert, and friend Dr. David Steinblatt has performed over 8,000 stem cell treatments since 2001. Bone marrow stem cells are completely legal to do here in the USA. The bone marrow stem cell treatment is not only fast, done in less than 2 to 3 hours, but is relatively pain-free and has little to no recovery time. Dr. David Steinblatt and his office are able to help and treat patients who suffer from cerebral palsy, traumatic brain injury, stroke, macular degeneration, arthritis, Parkinson's disease, congestive heart failure, and more. Personally using their services for my knee and seeing great improvement, Dr. David Steinblatt is highly recommended by me. Go to stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 to find out more. Again, stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 today to receive more information.
Do you love America? Do you support the right to bear arms? Do you have an opinion on the current immigration issue? Do you believe in the dollar? You have a voice. You have an opinion. Let it be heard. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com right now and make your voice count. Do you like your rights taken away for the so-called sake of public safety? Do you want to repeal Obamacare? Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today and fight back. All you have to do is fill out a short survey, and you're done. Simple, easy, fast. For your time, you get entered to win free gold and silver. That's right. Get gold and silver free by filling out this short survey that enters you to win. AmericanFreedomSurvey.com. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today. That's AmericanFreedomSurvey.com.
A suppressed medical breakthrough guarantees anyone total health power with a simple device. That sounds impossible, doesn't it? In fact, it sounds like snake oil. How is it that something so simple could make such a profound change and isn't headline-making news? What if I told you it was? What if I told you in March of 1991 the news was groundbreaking? If you're like most people, you're wondering if this is true. We'll show you why your doctor hasn't told you about this. Go to drbeckprotocol.com or call 928-853-2821.
Do you have a product or service that you'd like to advertise on the Republic Broadcasting Network? Do you want to support one of the original truth radio networks in existence while getting your company heard across the globe? Right now, RBN is having a holiday special on all of our advertising packages and providing free commercial production to get you started. Call 800-724-2719, extension 1.
Seems the louder we're singing, the less they're hearing. Babylon got them so mindless they can't see Armageddon is nearing. I try to shake them to wake them, but they say they'd rather be sleeping. So don't be surprised if my eyes can't disguise that inside me my spirit is weeping.
Well, Steve, should we dare to take some more calls?
Yeah, I guess we should. We got some good people coming on, I know.
All right, let's talk to Wes in Idaho. Hello, Wes.
Hello there, Bob and Steve.
Hey, Wes.
I met Dan Pella Sr. and Red Beckman at a Pastor Pete Peters church meeting over in Montana. Oh, it's about 25 years ago. I have a Dan Pella calendar here. Also have his leaflets that also comes as another package. I wanted to point out one of my favorite ones here. Question, do you know the six big destroyers of nations? On the backside, number one, paper money. Number two...
He already read these, but go ahead.
Oh, okay. Usury, illegal taxes, forced racial integration, foreign wars, corrupt courts and legal systems. Two more points here quickly. I love hearing these callers. It's invigorating. To the American Indians, I don't think you were actually here first. You know, Kennewick man, you know, Clinton buried the archaeological site of Kennewick man with vegetable matter, so it could never be further investigated. But white man, when he came to USA here at 1640 to found this country, a white man really did not break American Indian law at that time, because American Indian law is the stronger shall rule. The only reason that the white Europeans did not have to fight the American Indians on the shores of Europe was because the American Indian didn't know how to make a sailboat. I'll leave it with this here, too. I've been listening to shortwave radio for a long, long time, and I remember a call many years ago. It was obviously a black Negro woman, you could tell by her accent. Anyway, she was complaining about white people saying that they invented everything. Well, this black woman was saying, right here, Christian Bernard, she is a South African. He did the first heart transplant. Yeah. Anyway, I'll leave her that. I really like...
All right, Wes, calm down, brother. Calm down. I don't want you to choke. Yeah, jeez.
I can still remember rolling on the floor when I heard, like this, said, this Negro woman.
Thank you for your call. Okay. Right, jeez, he's going to have a heart attack. Who do we have next? Let's talk
Jerry,
to Jerry.
Good old Jerry. Jerry, do you have some sanity for us, man?
Please.
We're short of it.
Hey, Bob, Steve, how are you guys doing tonight?
Hey, Jerry.
Hey, listen, that Nancy Drew interview about the marijuana and everything, what did she do, copy that right out of Reefer Madness or something, the old black and white movie?
I know, it's hilarious.
Oh, my Lord in heaven. I mean, give me a break. Who is she trying to buy off, or who is she trying to sell this line of crap to?
I don't know if she, I mean, you would think she would know better. That I think CNN poll itself showed 80%+ of people want it to be legalized now.
Let's put it this way. You know, God put a plant on this earth, and for man to come by and say God is wrong, we need to get rid of this plant, I think there's a little bit of a problem here, and I've been saying that for about 40 years.
Well, you know, I can tell you what it's like to live in a state that has free marijuana or legal marijuana now. I can tell you. There's
if
a lot
it was
of,
only free, then it would really be crazy.
Yeah, that's the problem. It's not free. It's like $400 an ounce, and about 25% of that's going to taxes. Actually, the nice thing about living in Colorado is that you can grow up to 3 mature plants and 3 immature plants if you keep them locked up away from kids and stuff like that. The big problems that we're looking at right now are the people who are being pulled over and given tests to determine THC and what is it, 5 nanograms or whatever, what's the amount there, nanolils or whatever they call the thing, on this breath test. And the problem that they have with that is that, I mean, you could smoke marijuana like for 3 or 4 days or something, get pretty high, and then be, you know, straight for 2 or 3 days and be pulled over, and you could probably still trip that test even though you're not high. The other problem is, of course, if you're growing marijuana in your house and the door is unlocked and kids get into it, there's another problem.
Also, Steve, tolerance is different. A person can could not have smoked ever, and smoke one time and be more impaired driving than a person who smokes all day, every day.
Yeah, that happens. Tolerance builds up, I know, because if you've been away from smoking pot for a long time, the first time you smoke it again, it really pow, knocks you down again like you did the first few times you smoked it. You went home crying like a punk, you know. But anyhow, I mean, the point I'm getting at here, Jerry, is that, you know, we're seeing all kinds of things happen that are a result of this, because now you're not supposed to be smoking it. And I guess there are questions about whether you can smoke it out in the open in various places. There's all kinds of legal ramifications that are happening, even though we have, you know, legalized recreational use. The expenses are very high on it, and the feds are still demanding. I mean, you go to DIA, the airport, or Colorado Springs and stuff like that. They have actually set up boxes now for you to drop your pot off. If you leave the state with pot, you know, all kinds of things happen. It's really a weird call, but they are making a heck of a lot of money with taxes, I'll tell you that right now, because we have one little area. What's that? Go ahead, buddy.
I think they're going to make a lot of money off of these DUIs and everything like that, too. I think they just turned it in their own favor.
That's right. That's what they did. See, this is what I'm saying. There's a lot of things happening here that aren't exactly like paradise, you know. And so there are some, you have some freedoms, but you also have some back doors. And the laws pertaining to drug tests on jobs still pertain. Okay? I mean, there's some things like that. Traveling, giving pot to people as more than an ounce as a gift, or these kinds of things can be a real serious problem with all kinds of stuff. And so there's, as you said, Jerry, they are looking at all the other ways to entrap people around this deal. And some of them, a friend of mine has said that I need to mention this on the radio, the whole thing with the stops and the checks and everything like that. It's like the DUI situation, but it's gone almost viral or on steroids, with people in some places, like in Denver, where they're being pulled over and tested for driving under the influence, and there's serious questions. Some people are on medical marijuana, okay, for things like fibromyalgia or glaucoma or whatever it is. And so, you know, people who are actually on medical marijuana are facing stiff penalties for driving under the influence when they're probably very capable of driving. Who knows? I mean, just mention that really quickly and let you get back to your points.
Oh, the Nancy Drew was just part of it. I wanted to mention something. You know, we're coming up April 20th this year. It's going to be 4 years since the BP Deepwater Horizon blowout. And did you guys ever hear anything about the selling off of millions of shares of BP up to 2 months prior, and then Bush and Cheney doing a joint venture on a cleanup deal, putting together a company for oil spill cleanups and everything?
Yeah, there was a lot of that. Halliburton stocks and a few others were very suspicious as well. Of course, Halliburton did plead guilty and paid a $250,000 fine for what, you know, their involvement was. Yeah, the BP oil spill.
Thanks a lot, guys.
Very suspicious.
Have a great weekend.
Okay, buddy.
Thank you. You too, Jerry. We'll be right back.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Attention veterans, fellow preppers, and outdoorsmen. You have to check out AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com. They're veteran-owned and operated, offering GMO-free food, camping supplies, and much more. The best customer service and fast shipping makes AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com second to none. Unique products and super low prices make AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com the best choice for emergency preparedness. No automated computers, just good people trying to help you prepare. Finally, brother veterans, if you need help with food or blankets, call 818-720-0759.
I'm Larry Pratt of Gun Owners of America, and I want to invite you to join the Second Amendment movement with Gun Owners of America, the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. Take action by becoming a GOA member today by going to gunowners.org. Gun Owners members receive the GOA newsletter, fact sheets, alerts, certificates, and more. But there's more to joining GOA than just a list of member benefits. The United Voice of GOA members has been successful in defeating restrictive legislation designed to disarm our population. GOA has helped get strong constitutional members of Congress like Senator Ted Cruz elected. And with your help, GOA will continue to successfully defend the rights of gun owners in the courts. Participate in our efforts to restore and preserve the nation's right to keep and bear arms. All contributions to our lobbying efforts are used exclusively to support or oppose firearms legislation. Join online at gunowners.org.
Water filtration holiday specials from RBN. You can get a Royal Berkey made of polished stainless steel that holds 3.25 gallons and comes with two Black Berkey purification elements, one shower filter that'll do up to 20,000 gallons or typically last 1 year, and one Berkey sport bottle for the total price of $356, a $40 savings. We also have a Berkey Light, one shower filter and one sport bottle for the low price of $299, a $40 savings. Call 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200 today.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
To their names can be added those of hundreds and thousands of others who stood in the way of the new order.
Right now.
Isn't what we're building for.
Give me a break. Come on. The fact is that a majority of Americans are on my side because your side cannot come up with a legitimate argument for why we should keep criminalizing adults.
But if your argument is it's not as bad as meth or alcohol, that's a ridiculous
Do you drink, sir? Do you consume alcohol?
I don't consume alcohol? I've been clean and sober for 11 years.
You never drink. You don't hang out with people who drink. You absolutely are sober.
You are one of the 10% of
Americans like that.
Well, do you think you and me complete space aliens, because the last thing I want is for the children, my twins, to see me boozing it up. I mean, when my husband drinks Diet Coke, Brad, I make him put it in an opaque plastic cup. I don't even want them to see him having soda, okay?
Thank goodness Nancy Grace was not my mom.
Yeah, she's kind of a...
Maybe what she should say is when her husband's having Diet Coke, she makes him put it in a dark cup because she doesn't want to have her children see their daddy drinking aspartame. Betty Martini will be on
Friday. Yeah. We got to plug that, too. Do you have your
health
list?
Week next week?
All right. Bob's show is going to health.
Mm-hmm.
And do you have the list of your great guests that are coming up, Bob?
It's not out yet.
Oh, I'll be listening. You know, because Bob's not going to let me on. I have to wait and listen. But he's going to have some great guests, so I'm just going to be very content to listen. It's going to be a great show. I mean, going to be talking about cancer. What else?
Cancer, magnesium, geez, you name it. Everything.
Diabetes, any of those diseases, Alzheimer's.
Diabetes, Alzheimer's, diet, nutrition, everything.
Thyroid. I know you talked a lot about thyroid before.
More on the thyroid, you name it.
Good. Okay.
It'll be a cornucopia of health.
All right. Now I sound like a plug artist, but the truth is this is going to be good. And I would suggest if people want these shows, get the archives, get on, enroll on RBN and get the archives because you're going to miss one of them. And there's going to be about five good shows on health next week. And I think it's a great idea, Bob. I think it's a good idea to break away from some of the
guests nearly every hour. So should be good. Should we listen to a little bit more of this? This is too much fun for me hearing her just spew this. It's like, it's almost like a parody of itself, or I don't know. It's hilarious. Here we go. More.
The pot advocates, when they're 18,
that's their decision. Yeah, you know, you do have thin skin, Mason. You seem like you can't believe somebody can live without drinking or being high.
I mean, the thing is, you guys are spewing these claims from the 1920s and 30s that have been debunked by the largest health and science organizations in the world. The World Health Organization, the Institute of Medicine, disagree with you.
Has a study that is
which
a
is the most
study
politicized federal agency around.
Cut Mason's mic because Brad can't get a word in.
It talks that pot is less addictive than meth and alcohol, less addictive than nicotine. But for those who it has a profound negative effect, it screws their life up, Mason, and addiction does result with folks that get addicted to pot.
Brad, I normally agree with you, but I think you and Mason, where's Mason? Where's Brad? I think you're both missing my point. And that point is you seem to be offering me only a life where I've got to be drinking booze or I've got to be smoking or I've got to be high on pot. And you know what? I really think there's a different way to live.
There's a different way to live, Steve.
Yeah, there is. Well, hey, as a former pot smoker, I can tell you that, I used to smoke. I smoke my share, okay? I don't smoke anymore. It takes the edge off of me, and I get a little too mellow, dude, you know, when I smoke. And you know, I've actually had to kind of clear my head out so I can do a show like this. And I'm glad to be doing that. I get high on doing shows like this and drinking coffee, as you can probably tell. But, you know, there's too much going on politically right now, and I need to keep my head clear. And when I talk to kids about this stuff, I'd say, look, you know, it's kind of like putting your head in a fishbowl. It's fun for a little while, you know. I don't think it's an addictive drug, although I do have to say this, that, you know, when you start to smoke a little pot and you get high and you've got a little more, you want to smoke some more, and as long as you've got it, you've got it. But once you get away from it for about a day or two or three, you kind of forget about it after a while, too. So it's not what I would call a super addictive drug, nothing like caffeine or alcohol or cigarettes or some other things that we know about, so... It's certainly not meth. It's certainly not what Nancy Grace says. So
It's certainly not Diet Coke.
Yeah, not Diet Coke, not aspartame, not genetically modified foods. It's, the kinds of things that are really going on are far more dangerous. And I think a good portion of the people, and I think this has certainly been proven to be true, Bob, a good portion of this lobby that's fighting the legalization is deeply involved in the very same people we're talking about, the drug running cartels, and that goes all the way back to Fast and Furious and people who are working with drug dealers and cartels in these foreign lands and bringing these drugs in and using them on the street. And this is part of their operation, and we know who they are. We've talked about this, you know. So
DEA,
that's right. DEA people like that that are actually your drug dealers. We are fighting a war in Afghanistan.
Oliver North,
right. Mm-hmm. We know about this. We know about, Air America and some of these other things that have happened for many years going on in this country. The Golden Triangle, Chiang Kai-shek days. It goes way, way back. Vietnam was a big part of it as well. We're talking about Afghanistan, the poppy fields. I mean, there are people who are who don't like the legalization because it's cutting into their business and they're out there. As a matter of fact, there's a lady here in Colorado who sounds a lot like Nancy Grace, Bob, and she's out on the news all the time talking about this as well. I'm very suspicious of her, because she seems to be somebody who has an agenda more than just keeping the kids safe. Even the Pope and the Vatican have come out against legalizing marijuana and hemp in Colorado. And I think that they don't realize that there's a tremendous amount of good that we can get from this plant, even the stuff that you don't smoke that doesn't have THC. And by the way, that is 5 nanograms or more of THC per milliliter of blood that they test you for. 5 nanograms. I want to make sure I got that figure correct. That's the legal limit of the amount of THC that you can have in your blood if you're driving in Colorado, or you could face a DWAI, driving while intoxicated or on marijuana charge. You can lose your license, and people are losing that right now. It's happening. That means a lot of people are getting hit with these things. Who makes money? The insurance companies, the courts, the police, everybody like that. Yeah. There's trouble in paradise, is what I'm saying here. But
Art is in paradise. What's up, Art?
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Hey, Art.
How are you?
How you doing, bud?
Hey.
You know, interesting conversation, to say the
how
least.
How you doing?
I tell you, you know, I don't know where this woman's coming from. But yeah, I'll be the first one to admit, I do partake of sacrament. But, you know, the interesting thing is, I haven't had anything in, I bet you, 6 months. That's when I ran out, because I didn't, you know, have a whole lot. And, you know, no withdrawals, no freaking out, no tweaking or getting nervous fits or nothing like that. But you take my coffee away, I drink a gallon of coffee a day. You know what happens? You take my coffee away. But here's what I find very interesting. She's sitting there telling this guy, and I'm listening to the conversation she's having with this guy, and she says, you're offering me a life where I either have to be drunk or smoke pot. And I'm trying to figure out where she got that idea, because he never said you had to do one or the other, and he never said you had to do either one of them. So she's just, like, making stuff up.
Yeah.
Yeah, they do that. They do that. I mean, the whole point is that these people are so paranoid because they've never, probably never smoked pot or never had anybody around them that did. And I can understand some of the repercussions and fears, because I do believe when people start to mix pot with alcohol, with PCP, with meth, I mean, you can get into some very dangerous stuff, mixing a lot of these things together. But I don't think pot smokers per se are the big problem. I think it's more of the other drugs that are mixed in with a lot of them. And yeah, you can kind of get lazy and you can lose the edge. People like me, I don't consider myself a type A personality, but I'm a B+, and I drop down to about a C- when I smoke, you know, so, you know. But anyhow, you know, that's why I stay away from it these days. I just need to keep my head clear. And, but, you know, the fact is, I mean, look, in Colorado, for example, Art, when we passed this law, I live in Weld County, which is a rather rural conservative county, one of the top rural conservative counties in the country. And we have a lot of really great people here. But the county commissioners got together and decided that they were not going to allow industrial hemp to be grown here. Industrial hemp.
Yeah.
You know, absurd.
All right, Art, if you want to hang out a little bit longer, stay on the line. And we'll take any final phone calls when we come back for our final segment of the week.
The Bob Justin Show.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steenblok, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity. Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll free, 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN.
Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
Whew, nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead, pull the trigger.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
A suppressed medical breakthrough guarantees anyone total health power with a simple device. That sounds impossible, doesn't it? In fact, it sounds like snake oil. How is it that something so simple could make such a profound change and isn't headline-making news? What if I told you it was? What if I told you in March of 1991 the news was groundbreaking? If you're like most people, you're wondering if this is true. We'll show you why your doctor hasn't told you about this. Go to drbeckprotocol.com or call 928-853-2821.
That moment of panic. Sheer terror, really. You're afraid to answer the phone. Frightened by who might be at the door. If you're facing foreclosure or being harassed by debt collectors, you know the feeling. You need to visit whatliesinyourdebt.com to turn the tables on the banksters, collection agencies, and other crooks. Whatliesinyourdebt.com has solutions. Whatliesinyourdebt.com features live training webinars from experts, a member forum, support from experts who've been where you are right now and came out the other side in a better financial situation. If you are like millions of Americans who are behind on their mortgage, behind on their credit cards, or just being harassed by debt collectors, then this system is for you. We promise. If you cannot stop your foreclosure, even if it's imminent, if you cannot stop those debt collectors from bugging you, if you cannot clean up your credit, and finally, if you cannot make a few thousand bucks during the entire process, make money from the debt collectors, yes, at whatliesinyourdebt.com, we will refund your money 100% in the first 60 days. Don't fear the bill collectors anymore. Visit whatliesinyourdebt.com.
Lucifer, son of the morning, I'm gonna chase you out of earth. I'm gonna put on an iron shirt. On an iron shirt and chase the devil out of earth. I'm gonna send him to outer space to find another race. I'm gonna send him to outer space.
All right, final segment tonight on the Bob Tuskin Show. I want to thank everybody for tuning in this week. Next week, final plug here, it's our week of health. I think it's going to be a healthy series of shows that you definitely should check out. So, there you go. Art, you still with us, man?
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
All right.
Yes, sir.
All right.
You know, here's the interesting thing, and this is what I find so perplexing about this whole debate that this country seems to be having. When you look at, and I don't care, marijuana, hemp, whatever, it's all cannabis. This is a product that's been around since the creation of the planet. And, you know, this argument that, you know, you'll hear Christians, especially are the big ones that use this line, it's the devil's weed. Wait a minute, I didn't think the devil had the ability to create anything. And don't get me wrong, I'm not a religious kind of guy. I find religion to be very distasteful. It's nothing but another form of government. But people who are religious, Christians especially, you know, will use the line, it's the devil's plant, which by saying that, they're admitting the devil can create, which goes completely against everything they believe. And it flies in the face of everything they say that they believe in, that God created everything and said it was all good. And therefore, they're calling God a very bad creator, which is, again, in contradiction to everything they believe in. But, you know, no one has ever, that I know of, has ever died from marijuana. But yet, you know, I've now, like my first wife, you know, I've been divorced from her since like 94. She was allergic to it, so she couldn't even be in the same room with it because she was actually allergic to it. Like people are allergic to peanut butter. She would actually have an allergic reaction. This is understandable, but nobody's ever died from it that I know of. And it's illegal. But yet, how many people die every year from alcohol-related incidents? But yet, it's legal. And I'm still trying to figure out where this makes sense.
Well, it doesn't. And obviously, as we said before, you know, there are so many uses for this plant. If God did create it, of course, God did create it. I mean, look at the valuable uses for hemp. And as I said before the break, I mean, we work in irrigation, farm irrigation. That's what my family, my wife's very busy with. It's a great business. I like these people. And, you know, we were talking to them, and my wife does not like pot at all. But she actually voted for this because we're hoping to get hemp out there in these fields growing because right. It's such a we're not talking about smoking weed, friends. You know what I mean, don't you, Art? I mean, this is not smoking weed.
Oh, absolutely.
This is good quality. It's got so much protein. You can do, what is it? How many things with this? And we've talked about cannabinoids. We've talked about healing. We've talked about feeding. We've talked about empowering vehicles with the alcohol and fuel sources that you can make from it. It's got great fiber. You can make clothing out of it. This is a very valuable plant. And when you're in the Vatican right. And people like this coming against us and all of these do-gooders, and I'm saying, okay, I just wish sometimes that pot wasn't smoking a smoking weed and that people would focus on the actual uses of this plant and see the reality. I mean, this plant regenerates soils. It can work. It can live
it'll
on
remove soil. Radiation. It'll
right.
Take the radiation right out of the soil.
Yeah.
And it'll do it in 1 year. And the next year you can come back and you can plant tomatoes.
Right.
What I tell people is when you look at the hemp plant itself, first of all, you got to understand you can't smoke hemp. Okay.
Yeah.
It'll
yeah,
make you sick as a dog.
Yeah,
if you go in your house and you remove everything that must be made out of metal, like your pots and pans, you remove everything that must be made out of glass, like windows and things like this that must be made out of glass. You take all that out, everything that's left can be made out of hemp. And I don't care if it's a plastic, if it's a anything, any kind of fiber or styrofoam or any kind of synthetic material, everything that's left, once you remove all absolute must be made out of glass and metal, everything that's left can be made out of hemp. There's nothing you can't make out of hemp,
right.
Including fuel.
Absolutely. As a matter of fact, and when I worked at the National Renewable Energy Laboratory in Golden for a little while, I was a contract employee there. We did studies on cash per crop acre, and the top cash-yielding crop was hemp, way above corn, way above soy, way above wheat, way above everything else you could possibly grow. The top yield you can get per acre is with hemp by far, I mean, in terms of what you can do with the plant. It's the most lucrative plant on earth in terms of its use, and that is not for smoking, friends. If we were, like Art said, this is hemp. This is a very valuable plant, and it's, what was so odd was that our county, after the state legalized this, we're trying to say, no, 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 our county needs this valuable product because we're running short of water, and the governor is shutting off our wells and everything like that. We need a plant that we can rely on that can feed cattle, that can make protein out of it. We've got a lot of uses, and this is it. And the stupid people there are, you know, decided that they're not going to grow hemp in an agricultural county. You know, I mean, come on.
Yeah.
That's the real problem there. That's why they're against it. You see what I mean? This is a very valuable product for mankind.
Right. And it's been used for everything under the sun. and I don't understand why. And you take 1 acre of hemp can produce as much paper as 4 acres of trees. 1 acre of hemp can produce as much cloth fiber as 3 acres of cotton. And the really cool thing, when you look at hemp versus cotton, from the time you plant that cotton to the time you have the t-shirt, for example, every single stage of cotton production requires pesticides, herbicides, and all kinds of harmful chemicals. From the time you plant the hemp until the time you have the shirt, pants, or whatever the product that it turns out to be, never in any of that process, start to finish, do you ever use a pesticide, do you ever use a herbicide, or do you ever need any kind of chemicals to process it? And when you look at the facts when it comes to pollution, used to be about 15 years ago, 50% of the world's pollution was due to cotton production. Roughly about 25 to 30% of the world's pollution today is due to cotton. Now, if you get rid of everything made out of cotton, you replace it with hemp, you just eliminated 35% of the world's pollution. You greeny, hippie tree huggers out there. Hello? Are you listening?
Well, I think a lot of them are. You know, I think it's...
You want to work on the CO2 levels. You want to work on greenhouse gases. There's your quick fix.
Yeah, that's right. Well, it's a lot of the conservative types who don't understand that, you know, and that's what I was very surprised, because I almost, and a lot of talk show hosts and different people from our community, we're rather conservative here, went back to this county commission meeting and said, you guys don't know what you're doing as far as outlawing the growth of this valuable product. This is not smoking weed. As a matter of fact, it may cross-pollinate with all the weed that people are, you know what I mean? It's probably the worst thing for them. But who knows? But the thing is like you said, Art, it is a very valuable plant. As I said before, I worked at a National Renewable Energy Laboratory. We did studies on this. We know exactly how valuable it is per acre in cash yield for a crop. It's the number one. It has been for centuries. So you're right, yeah. So, you know, I don't know. I think it's the elite that don't want us having this valuable crop. And so the whole thing with marijuana, you know what I mean, which was a name that they created back in the 30s when they wanted to illegalize it. It was, you know, called hemp or whatever it was called, you know, back in those days.
Oh, to give
days.
It a negative connotation.
Right. What is marijuana?
Connected it to the Latins.
Mary Jane, you know what I mean? It's yeah, it was a very, very derogatory name. And that's the way they pander this thing off, and they're still doing it because they're trying to keep us from using this valuable plant. And even the Pope and the Vatican and people like that are coming against Colorado and places like that are trying to grow this product. And we're looking at cures for diseases as well, Bob, which you'll be talking about next week, I know.
All right, that does it for us tonight. Thank you, Steve. Thank you, Art. Thank you, all the other callers. Thank you, Dan Pilla, our guest tonight. And
yeah.
I'm excited about next week, man. Are you?
Me too. Yeah, me
good.
Too.
Good. All right, should be good. Until then, have a great weekend. Love you guys. Good night.
Chase those crazy ballets.